MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, September 3, 2025. Manchester honors some locals who rescued some swimmers. And recycling pickup resumes in Gloucester. Sunny, low 70s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 8:36 p.m. Stephen Hagen reports in the Gloucester Times, while they never sought recognition, two local residents were lauded Tuesday night by the select board for saving two fellow beachgoers at Singing Beach in Manchester by the Sea last month. The Good Samaritans helped spearhead a rescue on Sunday, August 24, when two teenage boys were caught up in a riptide and carried out to sea. Also responding were Manchester firefighters, lifeguards, and the harbor master. The identities of the swimmers who were saved have not been made public, but their rescuers included Manchester residents John Carlson and Jane Seymour, make that Jay Seymour, along with lifeguards Hadley Levandunsky, Eoin Doyle, and Lily Marletta. Cheryl Marshall, director of Manchester's Department of Parks and Recreation, said if not for the rescues, the incident might have resulted in a tragic ending. Ethan Foreman reports in the Gloucester Times, amid the more than two-month strike by Teamsters Local 25 against Trash Hauler Republic Services, curbside recycling is resuming in Gloucester in the form of an every-other-week pickup. It is not being picked up this week in Manchester by the Sea, however. Mayor Greg Verga updated residents Tuesday, announcing that curbside recycling collection will resume this week and then occur every other week. Verga also noted that due to the Labor Day holiday on Monday, trash and recycling pickup will follow a holiday schedule. In addition, the recycling drop-off site at the Department of Public Works on Poplar Street will remain open through Friday, noon to 6 p.m. each day. More news after the break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Matt Petrie is writing in today's Newburyport Daily News. Newburyport City Councilors will be convening for a special meeting tonight as they look for legal clarity as to whether Mayor Sean Reardon's recent appointment of Donna Drellick as interim Human Resources Director is proper. Tensions rose last week after Reardon named Drellick as interim director for 90 days, with two possible 30-day extensions shortly after the City Council rejected her reappointment. City Council on August 25 voted 6-4 against Drellick's reappointment, which would have been valid for three more years, after roughly 12 minutes of public comment that saw multiple residents speak out against her. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the Manchester Essex girls soccer team notched an 8-0 win over Rockport. Melina Benares and Harper Brooks each had two goals in the Lynn girls soccer tournament. St. Mary's topped Lynn 11-0, while Lynn Classical beat Lynn English 5-1. The winners meet in Saturday's championship game at Manning Field at 12:30 p.m. The St. John's Prep soccer team shut out Milford 1-0 with the game's only goal scored by Garrison Murphy. In field hockey yesterday, St. Mary's blanked Danvers 5-0 as Alyssa Norden scored two goals for the Spartans. And the Red Sox beat the Guardians 11-7 last night for the third straight win. Series continues tonight at Fenway. On behalf of our producer and engineer Bill Proposky, our media director Bill Newell, and our sports analyst Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom Nicastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.